Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 23 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of May 30th through June 5th in the great American Old West? May 30th, 1854. The Kansas-Nebraska Act repeals the Missouri Compromise in yet another attempt to deal with slavery issues. The so-called, quote, popular sovereignty, unquote, and this is citizens' vote to be a slave or a free state in, for the new states. Well, this set the stage for what would become Bleeding Kansas, 1854 to 58. Nebraska and Kansas organized as incorporated territories to the United States, with the territorial capitals in Omaha, Nebraska, and Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. It ain't over. May 30th, 1899, Joe Boot and Pearl Hart robbed the Globe to Florence stage at Cane Springs Canyon, some 30 miles southeast of Globe, Arizona. The take is $431.20 and three guns. However, Pearl returns a dollar each to passengers for bed and supper. This is the last known stage robbery by a woman in the U.S. May 31st, 1870. Having left Boston, Massachusetts on the 23rd of May, a train arrives in San Francisco, California, with its passengers prepared to deliver the Transcontinental newspaper, which they had written, edited, and printed during the journey. June 1st, 1877. Edward Dick completes his first round trip to Dodge City, Kansas on a cattle drive after his fight and escape from the camp of Yellow Dog. The trip is without incident, but for the rampage of the local watering holes after the delivery of the herd. The one incident worth noting has to do with Dick, quote, getting too much bad whiskey under his shirt, unquote. Seems that leaving town, he rode boldly into Fort Dodge and roped a cannon with the intent to drag it back to Texas to fight Indians. Now, the cannon proved too heavy to move. He made good his escape from the fort, but was soon apprehended by pursuing troops. Only the intervention of Bat Masterson, who sprung for a $15 round of whiskey, saw Dick safely on his way back south. Bat said Dick was the only cowboy he liked. June 2nd, 1865. The Civil War comes to a final conclusion. The commander of Confederate forces west of the Mississippi, General Edmund Kirby Smith, capitulated. And this is 26th of June, 1865. Oh, that's 26th of May, 1865. Signed the terms of surrender at Galveston, Texas, and the last Confederate army ceased to be. War was almost over. 620,000 Americans were dead, and the prosecutions for treason against high-profile ex-Union officers such as Smith would soon begin. Smith prudently fled to Mexico. June 3rd, 1869, Stockton, California. William Dennis outshoots Judge Gordon Belt, age 40. Belt was a Southern sympathizer who led alleged, quote, partisans, unquote, of the Mason-Henry gang in murders, robberies, etc. in Southern California during the war between the states, said to have been the leader of the posse that hung Tom Bell. June 4th, 1919. 40 years after the bill was first introduced, Congress finally approved the 19th Amendment, giving women the vote. The early movement had grown along with the abolitionist cause. Many women were engaged in both causes, and women's rights rallies often welcomed Frederick Douglass's speeches. By 1869, two groups, the National Woman's Suffrage Association and the American Woman's Suffrage Association, were working for constitutional amendments on a national and a state levels. Wyoming was the first state to extend voting rights to women. June 5th, 1811. Fort Astoria was mostly complete when Captain Jonathan Thorne and his crew of 24 took Tonquin. Still carrying most of the trade goods and provisions out of Baker's Bay, sailing north for Vancouver Island. Alexander McKay aboard his supercargo with James Lewis as clerk. Near Destruction Island, a Quinault Indian, Josephcal, was recruited by Thorne as an interpreter. Some 50 to 60 canoes of Nuwatis were said to have followed the Tonquin along Vancouver Island, and some of the Nu-Chanuf tribe joined the procession near Nootka Sound. The Tonquin did not return as scheduled. No news came, and summer wore on. Well, there you are. Quite a span of both time and events this week, writers. This is program 23 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.